Hello and welcome to Local Matters. I'm Caroline Moore, and today I'm chatting with Miss Tennessee for America, Maylie Beth Young.
Hello, it's so nice to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. Now, before we dive into all the pageantry and so much more, let's get started with your origins. Where did you grow up?
So I grew up in the sweet little town of Sparta, Tennessee. So just like 30 minutes from here in Cookeville. You know, growing up, it's like every other kid. We all are like, oh, we want to get out of our small town and go to like a big city, like be something big. But like the older that I get, the more I like appreciate the small town. You cannot have like that type of community anywhere else. Everyone just like truly does like care so much for each other. And my dad being like the mayor, I've got to see him like do so much for this town. And even if it's just like little like sidewalks or something, I'm like, oh my goodness, my dad did that. And so it's just like you get to see like cool stuff like that. And it's just become like a place that I'm so proud to call home.
I feel like over the past 2 years, there's been really a shift back to smaller towns because it was great to have more of a community during such a trying time.
I know, the community really came together, and like you can't be our no traffic in Sparta, Tennessee.
That's right.
So we've had a lot of incoming people. It's been nice.
Yes. Now, when you were growing up, what were your interests?
I had a ton of interest. Honestly, my lack of athleticism would really like surprise people that I was involved in every single sport growing up. I did t-ball, soccer, basketball. My dad was actually my little like Upward coach, so that was fun.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Upward.
Yes. I did competitive cheerleading, like all kinds of stuff like that. So just like being outside and like playing sports was like my main hobby. And then I loved like to travel. It started whenever I was young. So my parents, that's like their big thing is traveling. And so they kind of like instilled that in me whenever I was little. So
you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you do.
Small town, but then you can leave.
Yes, yes, it's the best.
Now, when did you get into pageants? How does that even start?
Okay, so I have always been very extra, love the glitz and the glamour. So whenever I was little, I just saw all these beautiful girls in makeup and gorgeous dresses. And so I was like, okay, like whatever that is, like I want to do it. So my parents were really hesitant at first because they didn't know like anything about pageants. But I was like, I love this. Like this is something that I want to do. So I did like 3 pageants. Somehow, by the grace of Jesus, I won them all and I was hooked. So
your first 3 pageants?
My first 3 pageants. Yes. My mom said she could literally see my knees shaking like underneath my dress right before they were about to call like the winner's name because I was so nervous and excited at the same time. But like it was just like so exhilarating and fun. And so I just loved it so much. But then I took a little break. I didn't do like a ton of pageants after that. It was always something that like I had really wanted to do like the big state pageants, but it was really like the confidence in myself that I like needed to know that I could like do stuff like that because we had the onstage question and the interviews and all of that. And that was super intimidating coming from someone who had never done anything like that before. So I needed some encouragement. But whenever the director reached out to me with this pageant, she asked me like 3 or 4 times to do it. And at first I was like, no, I'm too scared. And then she finally convinced me. And I'm just super grateful that she like believed in me because obviously it worked out well. So
yes. Now, when you say the director for this pageant, you're talking about Miss Tennessee for America.
Yes, yes.
Y'all, she is wearing the sash right now.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
I had to. She had went to all show out. Up for you.
So what is Miss Tennessee for America?
So there are a ton of like different organizations. I kind of explained to people like American football. There are just tons of organizations. The only difference is the owner and how they run it. So Miss Tennessee for America, what we do is it's like interview, on stage question, evening gown, obviously, and then swimsuit. So we do a ton of that. I had never done like swimsuit or anything, so that was a new experience, but it was honestly like super empowering and fun just because like all the girls were super like uplifting with each other. So it's been a great experience.
Now, before the director reached out to you, did you know about Miss Tennessee for America?
I knew about it, but and like there's so many different organizations, I kind of didn't know where to start. Mm-hmm. So it was good having someone who like believed in me automatically be like, okay, like this is where we see you like fitting. So that was really cool. And her just like speaking life onto me, believing in me and telling me that like she knew that I could do something like that was just insane. So super grateful for that.
When was this pageant?
This was almost a year ago. I'm actually going to give up my title in like 2 weeks. So that's insane.
We are catching you at the tail end.
Full circle. This is my last appearance. So going out with a bang right here. Super special.
We are just so honored to have you. I'm Caroline Moore. And today we are chatting with Miss Tennessee for America, Maylie Beth Young.
Hello.
So can you walk us through the pageant process? How, or at least with Miss Tennessee for America, when did that process start? You said it was almost a year ago, but you started prepping a while before that?
Yeah, so it really kind of depends how everyone wants to prep, but the main things is the walk. You don't want to be just like clopping around on stage.
That would be me.
Yeah. I have a coach. Her name's Luciera. She actually works with Kendall Jenner, which is absolutely insane. This woman is phenomenal. She is like so uplifting and so amazing. Like her critiques are just like the best thing. I could not have done it without her. So I do walking lessons, and then I kind of like coach myself on the interview process. There was a couple like mentors that I reached out to, and they helped me with like questions I would be asked. And that's probably my favorite part of the preparation, just because you find out so much about yourself in that process. The questions just really make you like ask yourself like, okay, like, do I believe this? And like, you just find out so much about yourself and the things that you're passionate about, and then you get to share it with others. So I think that's cool.
This walking coach that you mentioned, I have so many more questions, because walking, we all do it, most of us. How did you even find a walking coach?
So that goes back to my director. She sent me her information and was like, this girl is the best of the best. You have to reach out to her. So somehow I finally got a session with her and drove like 5 hours actually to go work with her. And I'm telling you, it's so worth it. Every time she goes to Georgia, I drive out there so that I can practice with her.
Can you tell us what walking practice is like?
Okay, so you have a big mirror in front of you, and she will have you just like walk normal, and then she will pretty much point out like different things that like how you carry yourself is just the big thing of like holding your shoulders back, which my mom gets onto me so much for slouching. Let me fix my posture as we speak.
Oh, I am hunched over right now, and I'm realizing it.
Yeah. So it's like posture, and then just like how like your feet, like, oh gosh, it's so hard to explain, but like, in person, you're able to like critique, and she'll show you like how to move your hips in like these like subtle, classy ways. And she's absolutely phenomenal. So you'll have this mirror in front of you. She'll have you walk, and she'll like video everything that you do so that you can watch yourself, which sounds like super intimidating. You're like looking for your flaws.
The worst.
Yes, yes. But honestly, it is so fun. She is the perfect person for it. And like, I could rave about her all day.
That's the thing about pageants. I don't think people really think about how much you have to think about yourself, and not in a narcissistic way. I mean, you really are having to examine your inside and outside.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's also another thing, is like, you have to make sure that your mindset is in like a positive way, and you're not like comparing yourself. Like all of these things, like you can either take it negative, or it can be like so, so beyond positive, because you are totally like working on yourself. And in like even a professional environment, I think it's helped me with like my career, because like I'm able to like hold myself in a certain way, and I know like more about myself whenever people like ask me questions. And like with the interview process, like whenever I went in for my job interview, I was not nervous at all, because I had done that 1,000 times with pageants. So,
and in front of 1,000 people,
yeah,
on stage.
Yeah, being asked a question in front of so many people will really get you out of your shell. Not scared of anything at this point.
I know, because if you flub, now with the internet and everything, it can go viral, which is terrifying.
Oh, yeah. I think that's actually my biggest fear. But the pageant community, there are so many like uplifting girls, and we all are like hyping each other up backstage. So it's very rare whenever that happens, because everyone's in like such a positive mindset. So that's good. But there will definitely be those like brain fog moments where you're like, oh goodness, why did I say that?
Oh, I have them all the time. I'm on the radio. I'm sure you've heard it. So is the pageant life kind of like Miss Congeniality, where really everybody is nice and supportive?
Everyone really is nice. I mean, hopefully everyone would have the same point of view, but I've never run into any like negative experience. Everyone's been so uplifting, and it just really is like a very encouraging environment for people, because you find like-minded people who are also wanting to take their platforms to like the next level and help like their community. Like, we all have these different platforms, and we're all passionate about different things, but we're all able to also come together in a way that's like so positive because we all are kind of like in it for the same thing. We want to make a difference. So
when you competed for Miss Tennessee for America, how many contestants were there?
Let me think. There were probably like 35. So wow. Not a ton.
This That's was, a lot to me.
Normally there's like a lot more, to be honest, but this was like around like COVID time. Mm-hmm. So right. it wasn't as much as before, which kind of made it more personal. I kind of liked it because you got to know every single contestant, and normally like you get to meet like max like 20 people, you know, but this was really great getting to personally meet everyone.
Was the pageant over the course of a week? How does all that work?
It's normally like a weekend. So you have like prelims and then you have finals. Prelims is pretty much the same thing as finals. The judges just get like one look at you. You've already done your interview. And then finals is same thing again with like your evening gown, your swimsuit. And then, but they do ask you that onstage question that everyone dreads. So
it's
that's
so
a
tough.
Big difference.
And that's at the end of the ceremony, right?
Yes.
Usually. So
yeah.
The whole time you're just still thinking about that. It's mm-hmm. the worst moment
yes,
at the very end.
Yes, we kind of
shove
that to the back of our mind, to be honest. And then, so it's like the top, it depends with each organization, but it's like the top certain amount of girls. So for us, it was top five that they asked, like the onstage question. So not everyone has to do it. So it kind of helps if like you're excited. Okay, like my name was just called. I'm in a positive mindset. You know, I'm just happy to be up here, that sort of thing. But if everyone had to ask it like or answer it not knowing like if they had won, you know, or like placed, then I think that would probably be a little bit more nerve-wracking.
Yes, and this is on stage.
Yes.
Right now, where was Miss Tennessee for America?
This was held in Nashville.
In Nashville.
Yeah.
And were they able to have a full audience capacity?
They were not okay. For mine, unfortunately. But whenever I did nationals in Vegas, that was at full capacity and probably the most people I'd ever performed in front
Ooh.
Of. So,
well, we will hear more about that with Maylie Beth Young right after the break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Hello and welcome to Local Matters. I'm Caroline Moore, and today I'm chatting with Miss Tennessee for America, Maylie Beth Young.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited, especially because I want to hear about nationals. So you were Miss Tennessee for America, and then you go and compete on the national level for the national title.
Yes, of Miss for America.
Okay.
So that was absolutely insane. I love to travel, but that was my first time in Vegas. So that was just an experience in its own.
So stimulating.
I had never seen anything like it. So that was just phenomenal getting to see like all of the lights. And it was great because my dad actually was able to go, and him like working, he actually got away and was able to come. So that was just amazing. All my family being there together. So I got to meet like 50 other girls. We all competed together, and the connections that you can make through this stuff, this is why I love pageantry, is just you meet so many amazing people from all over. Like, these people were so cool. Like, this girl from Hawaii, she was like, you know what? Like, I barely know you, but you need to come stay with me in Hawaii. And that is just like these people are just so kind and so sweet. And, like, you just get to meet so many awesome people. And I had never competed in front of that many people. So whenever I competed for Miss Tennessee for America, it was, like, very COVID restricted. Mm-hmm. And so I was not used to like the giant audience. But whenever I hit that stage, there were so many people and you would think I would have been so nervous, knees shaking, but like it was so much fun. It was really exhilarating just to like see so many people out there and like screaming for you, wanting you to succeed. It was just like really uplifting and encouraging. So it was a core memory, that's for sure.
It's all the energy.
Yes.
And we haven't been around that in so long because you said, you know, COVID restrictions. It's been really hard to have a lot of people meet up.
Yeah,
so I'm sure
it was
actually very refreshing. That's what I was going to say. Now, you mentioned your platform. Can you share with us your platform for Miss Tennessee for America?
Yeah. So my platform for Miss Tennessee for America is I Have a Voice Too. And so it's like a leadership and confidence-based platform where I go into schools and talk to kids. So it's very personable. I don't like to go into gyms and like speak on like large groups. I like to go into classrooms so that I can like personally connect with like each student. The first question that I ask them is just like, what do you think makes someone beautiful? And they will all give like the childlike answer that all of us as kids probably would have said, which is just like the cute clothes, makeup, hair, like that sort of thing. And I try to like reverse that mindset and let them know that it's like what on the inside that counts. And so I say like all those things just add to your beauty. It's really like how someone treats you and like you making people feel included and just like uplifting others, like your kindness, all of those things are what makes someone beautiful. And so it's kind of cool to like see their mindset a little bit shift. And like the way that they like hold themselves is a little bit different whenever you start like speaking that life onto them and like pointing out the individual things that like make them beautiful. And so like by the end, I'm like asking them, okay, so like what makes you beautiful? And they start saying like being a loyal friend, like standing up for someone when they're being bullied, like little things like that, where it's just like, okay, like they hear me, they see it. And so that's just a really like cool experience. And then I like pass out like all these like king and queen crowns and that sort of thing. And I like go individually to each student and I like ask them, okay, like what makes you like individually beautiful? And so they just like spill out all these things that they like about themselves. And then we like designate them like one word to put on their crown. So they get to wear that, recognizing the amazing thing about themselves. And then while also recognizing all the amazing things about their classmates. So it's a lot of fun.
And when you're in the pageant preliminary process, are you discussing your platform then, or are you explaining I Have a Voice Too during the final show?
Well, it's mainly in our interview is whenever we get to talk about that, because we fill out all this paperwork about ourselves. It's pretty much like a biography.
Okay.
So they get to ask us all these questions about our platform and that sort of thing. And then that's kind of where we like get to shine with like our personal passions. So it's something that I love to like talk about with them. And like, that's the reason that I love like the pageant industry, is like you get to make like so many connections while also like actually making a difference with like your platforms. And it's just like really cool to see like all of those like develop over time. Like this is something that I've like dreamed about, like working with these kids has been so awesome. So just like seeing it all come to life and like the full circle, like if I would have had someone like speaking like that life onto me and telling me that like I was beautiful for all these things, I think that would have like changed a lot for me. So I like hope that I can like be that for them.
I am Caroline Moore, and today I am chatting with Miss Tennessee for America, Maylie Beth Young. Now, when did you start doing pageants?
Okay, so I started doing pageants whenever I was pretty young. It was like elementary school. I did like three little pageants, had a lot of fun, won them, and then I was pretty hooked. And so after that, I did like a couple fair pageants. I've probably done like 8 pageants in my lifetime. But after the fair pageants, I took like a big break. I think it was always something that I'd wanted to do. I mean, my family watched pageants like it was the Super Bowl. So that's just how like I grew up. I grew up watching these people talk about these like amazing platforms and everything on TV. And like, they were the people that I look up to, was the people answering these onstage questions. And like, I'd always wanted to be able to do like that sort of like public speaking, but never had like that confidence in myself that I could do it. And so then like finally telling myself, okay, like I'm not going to be afraid of failure. I'm just going to do it. This is something I've always wanted to do. Got me back into it in college. So.
And when you mentioned that you didn't want to be afraid of failure, is it hard to cope when you don't win the title? What's that like?
I think that is something that is like the biggest issue for most people, is they think if they don't bring home the crown that they failed. But that is completely wrong. That is the like biggest mind shift that you have to make with pageants is you gain so much more out of it that the crown is just an addition, because then you get to have this platform to like continue all of this work. Even though you can continue it on your own, it's not to that caliber. And so that's kind of what we're chasing with that. But like the whole process, you gain so much more out of it. Like you meet so many friends, you make so many connections, you build yourself into this like person that you are so proud to be. And like you're just preparing yourself for also like your future, you know, like whenever you go in for like work interviews, like you have been prepared because you have pageant interviews. So it's just there is so much that you can gain just from the process and like working on yourself. And like that is like the crown. So
what would you say is your favorite thing about pageants or your favorite part? You can always do a category.
This is difficult for me because I think it's a tie between two. You make so many connections, and I'm like a very big people person. I don't know if you know anything about the Enneagram, but I'm a 7. I'm the enthusiast. I am absolutely like the biggest people person you will meet. I love to meet new people and have new experiences, just like having fun. Like pageants are just a lot of fun getting to meet all these people. But then on the other hand, you have like the depth to it where you can make it as deep as you want. And all of these platforms, like you find all of these like-minded people and you are able to come together like working for one common thing. Your platforms might be different, but you're all trying to make a difference. And so like you're able to like uplift each other and help each other in your journeys and go to each other's events and just like really be like encouragers for each other. And seeing all of your hard work become something that is helping other people is like the coolest part of all of it.
And what is the most challenging part?
The challenging part goes back to that mindset of like thinking that if you don't get the crown, then it's failure. So like once you reverse that, then you're totally fine. I just like that is what kept me out of it for so long, was that fear of failing. But then like, I mean, going back to whenever I got first runner up, so I got first runner up in this pageant and then won the next year. Whenever I got first runner up, it was such like a weird reaction. Everyone was like, I hope that she's okay. I was crying happy tears up there because I was so proud of myself. I could not believe that I even got first runner up. Did not think I would place. That was my first state pageant. I was just putting myself out there. I was like, I've always wanted to do this. I'm doing it. And then like getting first runner up and like seeing my friend like win that, who has worked so hard and is phenomenal. And then her being like a mentor for me the next year, preparing me, was just like the coolest thing. Like seeing all my hard work like become something.
Yeah. So they really weren't fake tears, y'all. She really was proud of herself.
Yes, I was so proud of myself. And then like seeing my dad like bawling in the crowd too. Goodness, he's such a softie. Yeah. So that just like really got me. It was just a cool experience, like being proud of myself for putting myself out there, doing something I dreamed about. So
more with Maylie Beth Young after the break. Hello and welcome back to Local Matters. I'm Caroline Moore, and today I'm chatting with Miss Tennessee for America, Maylie Beth Young.
Hi, guys.
She has spent a lot of time explaining pageantry to me. Now, what do you think is the biggest misconception about pageants?
From the outside looking in, it's easy to say that it's all about the dresses and the makeup and the hair and just who walks the best. But really, it is so much deeper than that. You can make it as deep as you want. And we all have such big passions that we finally get to talk about on these platforms. I mean, Onstage Question is really where you get to shine, because they ask you about real world issues and they ask you about your platforms, and that's where we get to talk about something that matters. And so like looking back, whenever like my parents like watched all of these like Miss USA pageants and like just all these pageants, like the Super Bowl, like I looking up to these girls who were behind that mic speaking like with their heart is just what like encouraged me to do it, because they were talking about things that mattered.
And I think the same about sports. I'm not necessarily into sports, but people think it's just such a physical jock thing. But you have to have such a mindset.
You do.
In order to compete at those levels. So I feel like it's the same with pageantry as well.
Yes. You cannot compare yourself. We are competing with each other, not against each other. And yes, you can make it as deep as you want it to be. And everyone is just like super encouraging with one another. So it really is such like a positive environment.
It's like having built-in friends.
It is. You get to meet a lot of people and you get super close with your roommate because it's like an overnight thing. You have like the prelims and then the finals. So it's great. Like the connections are definitely there.
Do you see yourself competing in more pageants?
TBD, but absolutely.
Okay. Are there any on your bucket list?
There are, yes. I've got like a couple in mind, one in particular that I really want to do. So hopefully I will be sitting in this chair with you soon. We'll see.
That's right. I understand if you don't want to jinx it. Now, how do you balance competing in all of these pageants with being a student and having a life as well?
It's a lot. That was actually one of my like onstage questions was like time management. And thankfully it's something that I feel like I have mastered, because for so long I've been, like I said, Enneagram 7. I am involved in everything. I try to be like super present with every single organization that I can and really make the most of like my time. Like in high school, I was involved in 8 clubs, 2 sports. Like then coming into college, like I like hold multiple positions for my sorority and I was in SGA. Like I try to make like the most of everything. And so getting into the pageant world, it really did like have me prepared, because I already had a lot on my plate. And so I had to just like really time manage and set things apart of like, this is important. We're doing this week and then we'll get to this. So it really just is about like your calendar is your best friend. So
you're a student at Tech.
Yes, I am.
What year are you?
I am about to be a senior, which is crazy.
It flies by.
It does. It does. I feel like I was a freshman yesterday, and it's just super weird. I think I'm going to get my master's, but it'll probably be at UTK. I'm going to apply to multiple places, so we'll see where God leads me, but I think I will definitely end up at UT getting my master's in marketing. I'm excited about it.
And you're studying business and marketing right now?
Yes. Yes, I am. So I'll graduate with my bachelor's and then I will move on to get my master's.
And which organizations are you involved in on campus?
The main one that I am involved in, I'm involved in like a couple different ones, but I hold the most positions in Kappa Delta. I am actually like going back to marketing. I'm our marketing girl. I do all of our little social medias and I make all the graphics. I'm really creative, so that stuff is really up my alley. And I get to help kind of promote our girls. So it's really fun. I like it.
And you just studied abroad.
Yes, I did.
Tell us all about it.
Goodness, that was the most last minute thing. So I had told you I was going to study abroad mm-hmm. a while back whenever we spoke. But then I had 2 friends that were supposed to go with me. They ended up, something came up. They weren't able to go. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm just not going to go. But then like I kept like in my heart, I was like, you need to go. Everyone was telling me, you're crazy. You do not need to go by yourself. It's unsafe. But I was like, no, like I feel like I never had any questions about it. I was like, I think that I am like meant to go. So I made the decision 2 weeks into like leaving, like paid everything, filled out the paperwork that day. I was like, I'm doing it. Literally filled it out and then told my parents, hey, I'm going to Ireland. So yeah. So whenever I got there, it was just such an amazing experience. It was like I walked through those doors and it just like was immediate like affirmation that I was like supposed to be there. I met so many cool people. My roommate was amazing. And like I think that if I would have went with friends, I mean obviously I'm a social person, but I wouldn't have made as many friends. It wouldn't have been to that caliber mm-hmm. because you tend to stick with people that you know. And so it really got me out of my comfort zone, as was such like a positive thing for me. So
where were you in Ireland?
So I was studying at the University of Limerick, and then we traveled like throughout the week to like Dublin and Galway and a ton of different places in Ireland. So I feel like I got to like soak it up pretty well, but it was such a cool experience. I never expected that I was going to be studying abroad in Ireland. So it was awesome.
I'm Caroline Moore, and today I'm chatting with Miss Tennessee for America, Maylie Beth Young, who just got back from a study abroad stint in Ireland.
Yes.
What were you studying there? Was there a specific program?
Yes, so I was studying finance there and stocks. And it's crazy, stocks are like so up my dad's alley. So he was so proud of me. I was top of my class for our stocks. And hair flip right there. I was so proud of myself. I did not expect it. I was like investing into like all of these brands that I like absolutely loved and then somehow came out to actually do well. Yeah, so that was cool. But I like really enjoyed my class. My professor, she was pretty young, and so she was very like relatable and was super helpful with it. And I feel like I really like was able to like absorb a lot. So it was a good experience.
Were you with mostly Americans, or was it, you know, students from all over the world?
Well, 2 of my friends, so one was from Brazil and then one was from Canada, and they were like some of my closest people there. So it was crazy how you can just like connect with these people who have mm-hmm. like completely different home lives. So it was wild.
What were some of your favorite things about Ireland?
the Cliffs of Moher was probably my favorite thing. That was just the most like phenomenal view that I have ever seen. And the hike up there was just so cool. All of us, like, that incline was so steep. So it was like a workout getting up, and you felt so accomplished. Like, we were like jumping for joy whenever we got up there to see that view. And like, this sweet little old man was playing his accordion out there, and it was just the vibe.
It's like for a movie.
Sure. Oh, yes. It was amazing. That was like one of my favorite memories ever.
And you're back now.
Yes, yes. I was not ready to come back. I actually extended my trip and went to New York. So
that's so fun.
It was very last minute, like a week out. I was like, you know, I have a friend that's been asking me to stay in New York, so I'm going to go up there. Hey, parents, I'm going to book my trip for later. Hope that's okay.
If you can do it, do it. Especially when you're young. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You might not ever have the chance to do it again.
It was so cool. It was awesome. I loved catching up with her and then seeing all these cool places. I hadn't been to New York since like 2016, so it had been
a
while.
Changed a lot.
It has, yeah. But now that I'm home, I'm so glad to be like reunited with all of my friends and family. We've been on the lake for the 4th of July and just doing like a ton of different stuff. So it's been great to finally be able to see everyone. I think it really hit me how much I missed them whenever I got back and was finally able to hug them. So,
well, they're your home. They're your foundation.
They are.
They're the ones who instilled all these values in you to begin with. Can you tell us a little bit about Gather?
Yes. Okay. So Gather is something that I will always hold so close to my heart. I started it whenever I was a junior in high school. So super crazy that I'll be a senior in college now. So I've been doing it for a while, but it's been such like a positive experience ever since I started. It's a charity event held on Thanksgiving for people who might not be able to afford a Thanksgiving meal or people who just don't have family to spend it with. So like the main goal is just like building that community and making them feel like they have like a home and a place to go on that holiday. Because holidays can be hard whenever you don't have family or like.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah.
I feel like if it were just warm, it wouldn't be so awful. But
yeah.
It's hard when it's cold and there's no leaves on the trees. It can just send people into a
spiral
and exacerbate the already tough situations they might be in.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring the joy. So we started that, and it's been going on for years now. It's something that the community has really come together for. I'm so thankful for like our volunteers and business owners who have put in time and money to make it happen. We have like a devotional at the beginning of the dinner, and then we have like I'm very extra with this, so I put out like all kinds of like cute little place settings. I decorate so big for this. I want it to feel like a real like Thanksgiving with your family, so it's decorated exactly how you would walk in some like Southern home.
Good.
Yeah,
it's not just the white fold-up tables and
no,
the fluorescent
no,
lights.
No, we get fancy. Yeah, so but then we have like a ton of like board games and crafts, so it's really cool to see everyone come in as strangers and then leave like exchange their numbers and being like, see you next year, right? So that's cool, just like seeing the connections being built.
If people want to get involved with Gather, do they reach out to you? Do they hit you up on Facebook?
Yes. So I'm an oldie whenever it comes to Facebook. I'm not very good at it, but I do Instagram. Please reach out to me if you want to get involved. We are always taking new volunteers. I would absolutely love it. You can find me at Maelybeth, Maelybeth. So I would absolutely love if y'all would just like DM me, shoot me a DM. I would love if y'all could come volunteer.
Yes. And she's also a lot of fun online. You got to check out all her pageant looks. You can look at her Irish travels, her study abroad.
I am very active on there, so I will keep the pictures flowing on your feed.
It was a pleasure and quite fascinating to hear all about the culture of pageants and your reign as Miss Tennessee for America today. Thank you so much for clearing the air for us. And letting us know the pageant world isn't just about the looks, the crown, the walk. It's also about community representation, serving others, and connecting with other ambitious young women across the country. Maelybeth, thank you for not only representing our area this past year, but also making us your final stop as Miss Tennessee for America. We feel very special. We know you are quite busy, so thank you for donning the crown. We are very excited to see what you do next. Whatever it is, I'm sure you'll dive right in. Once again, if you would like to get involved with Maelybeth's charity Gather, which provides a Thanksgiving meal for those in need in the Sparta area, no questions asked. Or if you're interested in her I Have a Voice 2 program, or if you just want to follow her, see what she's up to, which stage she's treading on. You can find her on Instagram at Maylie Beth Young. That's M-A-E-L-Y-B-E-T-H Young. Well, Maylie Beth, thank you so much for coming in. I hope to see you in more pageants.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Cross off that bucket list, whatever it is.
Yes, bring you with me next time.
All right. I'm Caroline Moore, and this is Local Matters. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.